What's going on, you glowy goobers? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair! And today, oh my god, this is this turns my stomach when I saw this.
Yeah, we have another person in uniform, appearing in uniform on camera, spewing vitriolic lies about your Second Amendment rights.
Correct.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. And you'll see exactly what sort of idiocy we're dealing with.
It's guns. Mm-hmm. Name one mass shooting that has occurred without a gun.
Name one abortion that took place without a vagina.
No!
Well, that's crazy. That's not possible. And I know some smartass is going to be like, name one car accident that has occurred without a car. It is not the same.
It is the same.
It is the same.
Everything can be used as a weapon.
Yep.
What? I mean, England wanted to ban knives, all the way down to butter knives, because they have such knife violence.
And then right here you go to Pew Research. Mm-hmm. In 2020, 45,222 people died from gun-related injuries in the U.S. Now, gun-related injuries in the U.S. are primarily self-deletions. 54% of all gun-related deaths in the U.S. were self-deletions.
Okay.
43% were murders, 80% of which are drug-related.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Most gun violence in the United States can be directly tied to the children of single mothers.
And I've been saying that for years.
Yep.
Single mothers are felony factories. They're pumping out this psycho criminal idiots that are now entitled and think just because they exist, they should be given everything.
Meanwhile, let's see. Motor vehicle deaths for 2021 were neck and neck.
Wow.
42,915. But the only time we blame cars is when CNN has to whitewash the race of the attacker.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
We're not going to blame the person who actually did it because they're usually our people, so we're going to go after the tools that will actually allow people like you who have a head on your shoulder to stand up to government tyranny, which is really where all this shit comes from.
And this is where it's going.
It is not the same. If you can't see that, then you are part of the problem.
All right, so I'm part of the problem because I'm using logic and reason.
Of course.
How about you're part of the problem, Sergeant, because you know what the fuck you're talking about, you bitch. I hope they bust you back down to E4, you fucking cunt.
A car was invented for the sole purpose of travel. That is, its sole intended purpose is to travel. A weapon system, a gun, was created with the sole purpose of destroying whatever you pointed at. That is its sole purpose. And don't you weaponize mental health unless you have a solution.
Oh, well, yeah, because we're not allowed to weaponize mental health because clearly you're mentally unwell.
Yeah, listen, the person that did the shooting, trans individual, already living with inside a delusion.
Yep.
And usually one mental illness just isn't enough. There's usually two or three stacked on top of that. Could have been depression, could have been anything. But yeah, that was a psycho thing to do.
And the crime statistics in other countries like Europe and Venezuela, where guns are far, far more difficult to get, prove this beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Now, what would happen here if we took out all of the gun violence that happened in blue cities?
If you remove all gun violence in blue cities from the United States, you get rid of over 90% of gun crime in the United States.
Okay, and then again, blue cities are dominated by single mothers because they are stuck in the victim mentality mindset.
You know what else they're dominated by? Common sense gun control.
Yeah, there is no common sense gun control anymore. That's crazy.
The founding fathers already built common sense gun control into the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is your common sense gun control. Shall not be infringed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, all gun control is unconstitutional, unless you're left.
I'm sorry that the people got killed in that school. Really, I am.
Yeah, so am I.
But, you know, we need to start going to the root cause of the problem. We never had these mass shootings while we had, you know, the family intact. And
yep.
We literally drifted away from that. We drifted away from the church, and now we're going to self-destruct.
I never like to state anything on this show without having things to back it up.
Okay.
So I decided to take a look and just make sure that I'm not completely full of shit. But here it is. Data from the FBI's Uniform Crime Report covering the first half of 2019 shows that the 10 cities with the highest overall violent crimes in decreasing order are New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Philadelphia, Memphis, Detroit, Dallas, Phoenix, and Baltimore, all run by Democrat mayors. I rest my case.
There you go.
So no, the problem is not guns. It's authoritarianism, which leads to people being dependent on the state. That's where you get your single mothers. And then the rest, as they say, is the rest.
Yep.
Solution on how to get universal health care for everybody so that they can get that mental health treatment.
She's already a goddamn socialist, too.
Yep, there you go. Because it works so well in Canada.
Yeah. Canada, best we could do is kill you.
Yep.
Get the hell out of here. And listen, we have so much mental illness because we destroyed the fucking family. Literally, these people are growing up imbalanced, and it's really not that much of a jump logically to say that imbalance continues on for the rest of their goddamn life.
And we're not making that up. 2018, child euthanasia without parent approval pushed for Canada. Canadian Children's Activity Book indoctrinates kids into euthanasia. I mean, this has been ongoing. There was the lady, all she needed was a freaking chairlift for her house. They offered to kill her instead.
Well, obviously, she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
No. No, she's been taught what to think, not how to think.
Well, the thing is, as an E6, if you were a dude, it would take you 5 to 6 years to get the E6.
Yeah.
She probably did it in 4, but, you know, because she's a female,
she's
and they wavered
her
and all that shit. Yep. So, you know, you're looking at somebody here who's probably between the ages of like 22 and 28.
Don't know shit.
That they can get that mental health treatment that you just think will magically happen. That person obtained those weapons legally. You can't say that more law.
But 90% of gun crimes are committed with weapons that were purchased illegally.
Or stolen.
Yes. So if one person gets their stuff legally, magically, that undoes the other 90%.
But what you're seeing here is they want to do away with the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
They literally, this is what the left wants. They want to turn this country into China with the social credit score, all of that horse shit. That is a no-uh-uh.
More than 96% of public mass shootings occurred in gun-free zones where the mere possession of a gun was illegal, according to the Crime Prevention Center. Moreover, gangs are responsible for an average of 48% of violent crime in most jurisdictions and up to 90% in others. Rural counties where legal gun ownership is the highest only account for 5% of gang activity.
Yep.
Could this woman be more wrong about anything that comes out of her mouth?
I don't know. All I can say is I'm thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah, this is pathetic.
Thoroughly.
But this is the modern military, and this is why we tell you guys, if you don't have to join,
don't
do it.
Laws will only prevent good people from getting guns.
Well, yeah, we know that for a fact, because all of the top 10 most violent cities are run by Democrats with common sense gun
Listen,
control.
We're evil hairless monkeys. You're never going to get rid of the evil.
Evil's going to evil.
All right. And listen, I did a whole thing on this yesterday. The whole, left argument points are always to the outside of the bell curve. They always argue the exceptions. They don't argue the norm. That's what they try to do with the, you know, common sense gun control.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to talk you down from your Second Amendment right, and you should just look them in the face and go, shall not be infringed.
There
fuck off.
Yes, because as we all know, the left always stops at common sense, right?
Wrong.
You know, feminists got the vote. They swore that was the only thing they wanted, and then they just went away. All gays wanted was to be, you know, recognized and, you know, get married. That's all they wanted. and anything else is a slippery slope fallacy, right?
I don't think so.
A slippery slope.
It is abhorrent and unacceptable that children in this country have seen more combat than I have in my 8 years.
Turn it off. Xbox, most kids see more combat by the time they're 11 than people who are deployed to combat for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Is she aware that she just debunked her entire stance by admitting that?
You know, the last 20 years we're at war, and I had people coming to my unit like, I want to deploy. Put me on the list. Let's get this happening. By the end of 20 years, if you didn't go to a war zone, it's probably because you didn't want to.
You're a coward. You're a coward.
It's just amazing that we're spending all this time and energy blaming the tool and not addressing the real problem, which is government overreach, gun control that clearly doesn't work, mm-hmm. because all of the cities with common sense gun control have more violent crime than anywhere else. Single parents.
There you go.
I'll put the facts up on there for you. All the sources are going to be available on redonkulous.com. The fatherless generation. Fatherless homes are responsible for stocking cemeteries, nut houses, rehab facilities, you name it.
And prisons.
Especially prisons.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got to keep those gang numbers, you know, up because, you know, anything lower.
Here's
than
the funny part, though. Whenever you bring up the Uniform Crime Report, the people on the left don't believe any of it. They're like, oh, it's all made up numbers. I'm like, okay.
But yet they refer to it constantly when they're trying to make their points about this sort of thing.
Yes, they do.
Well, I have another point for you. According to the World Health Organization, gun deaths make up roughly 0.07% of all deaths in any given year.
You made that up.
Did I now?
Not even 1%.
Yeah, not even 1%.
I'm sure the COOF jab is probably way over that by now.
Or, you know, medical malpractice, auto accidents, plane crashes. There's probably all kinds of other shit.
But let's just boil this down. Less than 50,000 gun deaths, over half of which are self-deletion in this country in 2021, whereas in 2022...
There you go.
And pieces of shit like Claridactyl are insisting you go and get this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you shouldn't be allowed to feed your family. You shouldn't be allowed to have a job. You shouldn't be allowed to go out in public because you're making life more difficult and making things less safe for the rest of us. No, no, no. Gun control makes things less safe for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because virtually every school that gets shot up is a gun-free zone where even having it on your person, even with a concealed carry permit, is illegal.
Yeah.
So not only do you not have a point, not only is your point invalid, it's invalid. It's in a vegetative state, and I'm sorry, but we're going to have to pull the plug.
Best we could do is kill you.
Yes. If you want your socialized medicine, go to Canada, and we'll see how long you last.
Yeah.
In the meantime, take that uniform off and start an OnlyFans, because clearly that's all you're good for.
That is so mean.
Yeah, and listen, all the military people out here, get her name off the shirt. Fill out a DA 1559 to a formal request to IG that they investigate her for violating the Hatch Act.
And of course, Uniform Code of Military Justice forbids this sort of behavior outright.
Yes.
But because she's a woman, they're probably going to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, all the times we worked together while I was in, I was never in uniform.
Nope.
I never talked about politics for the most part. Never badmouthed the government.
No.
I ripped on chicks.
There you go. And that, for the most part, that's still what we do.
Yeah, for the most, yeah.
But when someone like this comes out and just spews verbal diarrhea to the four winds to the point where the stank is like four counties over, I'm sorry, we have to call you out. You're stupid. Thinking is not your strong suit. Mm-hmm. You clearly are mentally unwell, and you should probably get yourself checked.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's obviously been told what to think her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
She's incapable of using rational, calm thought. I mean, most of that argument was all trying to get, you
appeal
know,
to the
fear,
emotions,
loss,
yeah.
gaslight, outrage, ignorance, blame, and shame. That's how they manipulate you.
Yeah.
And she's trying to do the same thing.
Exactly. People who want to commit murder are going to do it. It doesn't matter what tool it is. They were talking about banning knives in Britain over the amount of knife murders because no one can get their hands on a fucking gun.
Yeah. Killers are going to kill, man. That's just the way it is.
You can't ban everything because sooner or later, the authoritarianism goes to the head of every person who thinks that's a good idea, and they just keep coming for more and more and more. And sooner or later, you're going to own nothing and be happy about it, right?
We'll see about that.
Not going to happen. So, yeah, Claire, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. And I'm sure you rode underneath it and not on top of it because that's your kink.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that Twitter was taken down. It's on archive now.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can find the archive with the comments.
We will post all the sources, including the original video itself, which is still up on the CCP app, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And feel free, you know, weaponize these sources for the good of everybody, because truth never runs out of ammo.
No, it doesn't.
We'll see you later.
Take it easy.